Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Someone in our audience, I think, is whistling.
Yes.
Before we get going here, can we just kind of quiet down a little bit? Maybe you could tell us what you do, sir, and...
I'm a metallurgical engineer.
Maybe we should find out what everybody in the audience is because we've had a lot of questions about how the audience is made up. Do we have any doctors here in the studio tonight?
Yeah.
Any lawyers?
Yes, I'm a lawyer.
Is that... Do I see an Indian chief back there in the last row?
Me hunt the men in the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
How about you? You said you're a butcher?
I'm governor general of
the
state.
Wonderful. Any shahs here or imams?
No, I'm a rani.
Good. Let's move back to the fourth section there. Candlestick maker?
College professor.
College professor. And was a salesman for Trilons and Perispheres. Who spoke to us wanting to have a free mention of his product.
Candy maker.
Candy maker. And that fellow there.
Tree surgeon.
Fellow with a hat pulled down over his eyes there. Would you tell us what you do, sir?
I'm an insurance investigator.
Wonderful. Well, there you have a little bit of cross-section of the bottom right.
Well,
typical studio.
Just a second. I'm here to ask you a few questions. Is this
you're here on business, not to see the show. Is
right. Is this a show that Mary Magoon cavorts on?
Yes, but Mary isn't here. She's left for the coast for a few days. She caught cold and thought a little warm climate would do her good.
Well, I'm here investigating a rather unfortunate fire to her restaurant up in Turhan Bay, Maine.
Yes, we heard about that.
Completely gutted.
I understand she collected a rich settlement for the damages.
Yes, we're a little upset about that. They got the check off before they contacted me to check the thing out.
Well, can we help you in any way?
Yes, what kind of a person is this McCoon? I mean, character-wise.
Well, as far as we know, she was entirely above reproach. We've known Mary for a number of years.
Is she a big spender? I mean, does she have low regard for money?
Not usually. She doesn't spend too much.
Well,
windfall comes along, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, she's had this huge windfall now, and you say she's gone to California. Whereabouts
yes.
California?
The southern part somewhere. I don't know exactly. Do you remember where she said, Ray, she's going?
Palm Springs. Okay.
She said something about she's going to live it up there for a while.
I've got bad news for her, I'm afraid. Which is the door?
I hope we haven't said anything.
I don't want to walk in on that second
Mrs. Burton. No, it's the other
door. Right.
Hope we haven't said anything to get Mary in trouble. That'd be too bad.
I would,
Okay.
Wonderful. We'll do that. We'll stand by. That was the voice of the new assistant who how long has he been with us, not counting tomorrow?
One day. Started today.
He replaced Wallace, who's with the trophy train. Incidentally, we'll be checking on them later. This is little Lenny Oakdale, the voice you just heard over the air then. And
let me write that down, because that's a name I'll never think of again.
Lenny Oakdale. I don't think that you'll be hearing him again soon. But that's the way things work out.
In addition to checking on the trophy train, right now we're going to hear from our space friend, Lawrence Fechtenberg.
And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
In the hospital of the Space Academy, Lawrence Fechtenberger and Mark Millish are being held for observation after returning from the planet Polaris with the story of being captured by the little people. And right now, in their padded cell, we hear Lawrence say,
"Mark, I have one hope now."
"Well, I hope you got some idea about how to get out of here, Fechtenberger."
"Well, listen to this, Millish. See what you think of it. We took films movies up there while we're on Polaris.
Hey, that's right. I forgot about those.
I have had these films developed by my mom, and she brought the films today.
You mean you got them right here?
Right. And I thought maybe if we could get the doctor here and the school commandant, we could show these pictures, and they'd see that the little people were real, and not a figment of our imagination.
You mean that head doctor, Dr. Hollinsbankers, Burgerby?
That's right.
Well, if we can get word to him, maybe you'd look at the movies, and that'll prove that we saw the little people up there.
You know, falling down in a padded cell isn't too bad. It's kind of fun, you know.
I'll be fine.
Is that foam you suppose they use underneath?
Boy, I guess it's soft.
Great. You know, let's play tag football.
No, wait, here comes the guard. Maybe we can get a message to the doctor. All right, guard.
Yes.
Over you, guard.
Yes.
See, we got some movies that we took on the planet Polaris. And we want to show
you. You fellas are soft as grapes. Why get
pulled
up in
deep? All we want you to do is...
We all think you're nuts now.
Just go to Dr. Hollins Beckersberg and tell him we got these films we want to show.
He's gone.
Well, when's he going to be back?
This Dr. Rick is here now.
Well, will you tell that doctor that we want to show him the movies?
All right.
Get out of here.
All right. I like the padded cell of fun, and that's
great. I think it's going to work, Fechtenberger. He's going to go tell the doctor we got the movies. Once he sees those, he'll know we were on the planet Polaris.
We've been here much too long now, Mellish. Too many good things we should be doing and enjoying are being taken, or we're being depressed. Oh, I'm so confused.
Hey, psst. Here he comes now. Yeah, boy.
Doctor
Holland Black of Volkerfeest couldn't be here, but
Dr. Rick. Yes, how do you do? I'm Lawrence Stechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Yeah, boy.
I have some film here that will prove that there are little people living on Polaris.
So, well, come with me to the office. We have a projector there. We'll look at the films. I hope you're not fooling me this time, Stechtenberger. Okay, she's all threaded up, Lawrence.
Go ahead, Mellish. Roll it off.
Right.
Watch this now, Doctor.
Yeah, I'm watching it. What the? Well, this is a cartoon here for the kiddies.
What are you doing, Mellish? Are you trying to prove again that we're nuts?
What do you mean, what am I doing? What's your mother doing with this film?
Take that off and put on the other roll.
Oh, it's
still a big cartoon.
I got the wrong one. Yeah, let me get the right one on there, Mellish, before I put you both back in the padded cell. It's okay now. It's on there. This is it. Yeah. See, there it is. We're just stepping out of the spaceship on Polaris. I remember we walked away from the ship a little way, and then we heard them.
Just be quiet now, Mike. I think we're coming to the proof of the pudding right now. Right about now, Doctor, you'll see that these... Hello, this film seems to be overexposed.
All I see here is just a faded landscape kind of thing.
Mellish, that was our last chance. We are nutty as a fruitcake for sure now.
All right, God, take them back to the cell.
Come on, fellas, let's go.
And so Dr. Rick advises the guard to return Fechtenberger and Mellish to their padded cells. Will this ruin forever their chances of escape from the Interstellar Space Academy? Be sure and join us next time when we'll hear Lawrence Fechtenberger say,
"This should be a very interesting experiment, Mellish."
In the next episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
You know, Ray, it seems that this time of year, lots of folks wind up suffering from cold miseries.
And if this happens to you, here's how you can get relief fast with four-way cold tablets.
Here's Stuart Irwin, star of stage, screen, television.
Hello. Ask any actor. One thing we have no use for in the movies is a nasty cold. Who wants to go on the set with muscles sore, head throbbing? I need fast relief of cold miseries.
What do you do for it, Mr. Irwin?
I always take four-way cold tablets. Then I feel better quickly. Four-way is the fast way to relieve cold distress, even of bad virus colds.
That's true. Clinical tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. In minutes, four-way's exclusive formula speeds wonderful pain reliever into your bloodstream and all through your body. In the same time, the other leading brands showed no trace of pain-relieving medicines. None of the other leading cold tablets, only four-way, started so fast to relieve all these cold miseries.
Relieves muscular pains, headache.
Reduces fever.
Calms upset stomach.
Also overcomes irregularity. Today, get four-way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve those nasty cold miseries. Four-way, only 29 cents.
Bob and Ray, Trophy Train is rolling across this great country of ours, and with it, of course, our small assistant Wallace, to sing the theme which has become so well associated with him, and Arthur Schrank, the announcer, traveling. So come in, please, from Saginaw, Michigan, Arthur Schrank.
Hello, everybody. This is Arthur Schrank speaking to you from Saginaw, Michigan. We're through the kind facilities of WSGW here in Saginaw. We are, hello everybody, this is Arthur Schrank in Saginaw. Bob Phillips of WSGW is standing here beside me. We're in car three, the car that contains so much of Bob and Ray's army stuff and material that the people coming through are looking at.
Frank, I might say that we never expected all this stuff to be aboard the Trophy Train.
Hi, everybody. This is Arthur Schrank. Mr. Phillips says he didn't expect so much of this stuff to be aboard the Trophy Train. I notice over here, encased in the plastic, is Bob and Ray's original draft notices, and that's drawn a good deal of attention.
A lot of people seem to be standing in front of the cabinet containing the tool entrenching each one.
Yeah.
Issued to Bob and Ray.
Another thing that's very popular is Bob and Ray's barracks bag. A lot of folks have been checking that, looking in the footlocker. And over there is Bob and Ray's dog tags. And they're all enjoying it. And
there's a bar, even a bar of GI soap there that they brought back as a souvenir.
Bob Phillips here of WSGW. Hi, everybody.
WSGW.
This is Arthur Schrank. Bob Phillips here has invited many of his clients and friends aboard the train, and a good deal of Saginaw has turned out to take a look at the Trophy Train. And I wonder, Mr. Phillips, if you'd say a few words.
Well, we've been very pleased to welcome you and the train with all of the junk on it. And I think that we've probably created a good deal of goodwill by having it here. I think the clients seem very happy. I haven't had any renewals yet.
We're going to leave the train now.
Oh, is the...
We're going to leave now. We're going to go.
The little fella's going to sing now.
Yes, he is.
All right, everybody off.
Okay, Wallace, go ahead.
Goodbye, goodbye. I wish you all a last goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye.
The Bob and Ray train, Trophy Train, departs from Saginaw.
Where do they head for from here, do you know?
I don't have much of an idea, Bob, no.
Well,
let's look ahead.
Next time Arthur calls in, we'll know where they are. Meantime, you can all be looking for the train, because sooner or later it'll hit your town.
It has to, unless snow sets in and makes it a little difficult for the train to travel.
Here, get out of here and give Mary a call.
That's right.
On the way.
That the gumshoe is on her trail. Incidentally, we'll be back with today's secret sound in just 10 seconds.
See if you can remember hearing this secret song on today's program.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. This is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs. This is the CBS Radio Network. City. Radio Network. City.